Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is Gary Merrill. We just... Hello.
Hello and welcome everyone. I hope you're ready to go wild because we are. It took a lot to get me here, but we've got our phenomenal guest tonight. This is coming to be the wildest of the wild. So grab a hold of your phones, get to the 773-897-6461. The reason it took so long is we have so many people listening. That's a good thing. So let's do some Psychics Gone Wild. Grab a hold of your seat.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, they've gone on, they did something else, and they said, no matter what they do, they said, make sure that I go in, and they said that there's another part of the energy that's happening for each and every one of you. I do know that tonight's Thursday night, and Gary's doing his show, and for some reason, I think we got discommandled, but this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro, and I've cheated tonight. I've got two phenomenal, strong ladies that are going to help us. Can you hear me, Dina?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can. We got through, and then we're going to do this for a few seconds, and I'm going to hang up on Vina, and I'm going to call her back so that we've got her hooked in. We also have the wonderful, phenomenal, wonderful lady you know as Mystic Haven. Can you hear me, Dawn?
Yes, I can. Hello, everybody. Alegria.
We have just broke a new ray for all of you guys that are tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. We've been on over 3 years. This is the most people, the most work. I think old Blog Talk's having a little stress, but don't get stressed. Relax, because we're going to give you some readings and some fun, and we've got a whole hour of just intense, positive fun. So never worry. As you guys are going into this, I know a couple of friends laughed. They said they heard Gary's voice earlier. I don't know, because Gary's usually on his own show on Thursday. I think me and Gary were fighting the airwaves to both get in at 9 o'clock, and ironically they played me the old song Feeling Good, so I'm going to tease him and ask Gary. I guess it was, we were supposed to just feel good about it. I did, it made me laugh, because I just called Dino on the airwave and we're like, what? We're both trying to find this thing in. So Dina, I'm going to call you right back through the machine, and while we're talking here for just a second, all of you guys that are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and I know that you guys are dealing with some other situations out there. We've had the most experience and the energy from other individuals always contacting us, always working together to help us get that event. And they said that no matter what you're doing, your guys are also going into another level of it. They said never stress out. Never let this get to you. And as this has taken its toll, remember that it doesn't have to be anybody else's line but your energy. So remember that. So as you're going through and you're getting your guides there together, know that it's always going to be like that. It's going to be one more person working together, one more thing happening to make sure it goes in. And what I'm saying going in is your future. Tonight we spin the wheel, and you guys love the topics, and we've got one tonight. We are doing missing persons. So those of you who tuned in last night, were able to hear some of the emails. We have a ton of emails that have come in, and they want us to continue with that. So starting right out with it, I'm going to introduce our ladies to you again. There's a lot of new people, and we love you calling in on 773-897-6461. Remember, we're on iTunes, so those of you who tune in there and you can't get through, catch us at our phone number, 844-935-7200, and let us know. I had three emails today on, do we do gift cards? Yes. Call us, get a hold of us, and we'll set it up a time for you where you can get in and get to the psychic you want. You've got to let me know who, where, and the amount. Now, let's say you want a half an hour with Mystic Dawn. Get a hold of me at 844-935-7200. And I do caution you guys, because I don't pick up the phone. I'm going to tease you guys, and I may play one of your answering machines, some of the things you've sent over there. Some of you guys are really, you make me red at my age, but I want to tease you, because you've got to realize that I have a woman who works that line who's actually probably old enough to be your mother. So think of that in respect when you guys do call. She has no problem with calling that number back and asking you why you think that me and Dina are hotter without our clothes on, but we will question you. So remember, when you send in these things, we've kept a few of them, and I'm going to tease my fiance, and we're going to play a few of them, so I'm going to let you know there that, you know, that's very nice, and I thank you for the compliment. But yes, I can read your mind, even if your mind's not where it's supposed to be. So stay good. Let's have some fun, and let's start out tonight. Those of you know Mystic Haven, she's a natural-born psychic medium. She relays messages from loved ones. Justin can't speak, but we've always talked to him anyway. She has over 35 years of experience in the areas of magic, religion, energies, holistic healing, and herbology. Welcome, Mystic Haven.
Hi, everybody. Alegria. I hope everybody had a wonderful week. How are you, Jethro and Dina?
Oh, really good. We had a lot of technical difficulties, and we got to tease all of you guys that tuned in when we first started. Our other person that we tried to get in, and we tried this four times, and I know you guys know her, you want your Dina time, is the certified psychic medium, born with a gift. She's been also reading for 25 years. She's got develops her past, present, future gifts. She works with healing at the soul level. She's very fun, and you guys all know her as Dina. Dina Flanagan, can you hear me in this
wild part? I can. Can you hear me still?
We can, and it's ironic. We've got such high energy. We had a gentleman call from United Kingdom. Those of you on Facebook, get hold of us, become friends. He said that he thinks that we've boiled the new wave. Our last show last week was so intense that there was friends over in Liverpool who could not understand but got the greatest buzz off of ours. They said now they don't do their little parties anymore with the tea. They sit down and joke with us because we are more fun than having a little sugar in there because it's crazy. We love it. You know, we joke and we want everyone to call in. We will be picking up the phone. I will tease some of you guys. If I do pass your phone number up, there's so many tonight, bear with me. It's not on purpose. Just remember, we only have a few minutes to kind of, you know, really work with it. I do ask that you don't mind that we share with the ladies that we've got, and then we go on quickly because we've got so many. So know that we would love to give you that future reading, and if you get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com, we can do it. I've had an individual ask me, will we bring back the specials? We will. I'm going to talk with Dina. I'll get a hold of Mystique this week, and we'll give you some of those specials again. I know that right now, if you guys want to get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com, I will contact the psychic. And like I said, remember, you know, Susan is, like I said, so she is a very good friend, but she was just a little surprised that some of you had other ideas about what that line was for. So we just want to kind of warn you once again. We love all of you, and we want you to put in for that. Don, we're going to start out here with you. We've got a couple of emails on a missing person that's in the magic area. They're asking, Don, their friend had done witchcraft for years. Is it possible that if you do magic too long, sometimes things will come and take you away? My mother joked about it, and now, sadly, my aunt has disappeared, and we're all wondering what happened. Huh?
Why? Well... Oh, my. You know, you do hear things like this. It's not a very common thing. However, it all depends on what area of magic they are into, okay? Magic as a whole, if it's done with respect and if you know what you're doing, will not bring you problems like that. It all depends, like I said, it all depends on what type of area. Whoever sent that email, tell them to... Go to the Psychics Gone Wild website. Send me an email, okay?
Yeah.
As far as a disappearance, that could be anything at this point. I feel this is kind of an older lady. She may have been into a darker side of magic, is what I'm being shown on this one. If they could go ahead and just send me an email on that. Again, it all depends on what area. It's not a very common thing for something like this to happen, but it does happen. But
very
there's
good
usually other factors, you know, contributing to that.
You've got all of us intrigued. I have people going, what? And I even, huh, and I apologize to those of you listening. That took me off guard. Definitely, we'll send that on to Dawn, and then she can have a show, and we'll discuss some of this with us together on a later one. We thank all of you guys writing in. Kenneth is writing in and asking, I must know this, Dina. My sister tells me that she's been working with this healing ability. Now she keeps raising energy in our house. She said my chakra was going really high, and then things started to happen odd. I know I didn't feel well to my stomach afterwards, and I asked her to stop. She would not do this, and I've got to tell you that for being 14 years old, I think my chakra is just fine. I didn't have any problems until she started noticing it. Should I be aware of her, and what should I do about her looking at my chakra?
Well, when you start, first start into raising your vibrations, it does make you kind of nauseous. I remember that way back when, because you're shifting your vibrational energy. But, I mean, it's nothing to be afraid of, and it doesn't last forever. But you can, you can kind of just put a protection around you, a white light of protection. And that way, if you don't want her to get into your chakras, then you can just protect them with that white light or a bubble or there's different kinds of protection. And so that's all you have to do because other people try different things, and that's what we do to protect ourselves.
Love it. God, you guys are getting so many emails. Don, I have to ask this question. I'm living up here in Idaho, and I am really excited about having a reading with you. Someday I will be able to come down. I am 25 years old and was teased that I'd never had a reading. I've got to tell you that I've listened to this show for a while, and I find that you're very intriguing to me. My sister told me that to have a reading, sometimes I need to be in the right frame of mind. What would you suggest I do to have a reading with you?
Well, the best thing to do, I mean, you don't actually, I'm in Pennsylvania, so, like, you don't actually have to come here. I can do the reading right over the phone. As far as the frame of mind, really all that is just being open. You know, you're just opening walls, basically. I mean, some people will say, I want a reading, but they don't really want to be read. But if you are in the mindset of, yes, I would like a reading, yes, I'm seeking honest, accurate answers, you can go ahead and contact me again, you know, through Psychics Gone Wild or even on Facebook, Spirit of Light Readings. You just type that in search, and I'll come up. But really, that's all. So, you know, but I do the phone consultation as well. You know, so that's pretty much it.
We love it. We got all of you guys calling in and writing in. We're trying to get as many as you can. I apologize tonight that I'm a little tongue-tied. It's just a little kooky day here. For those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro Smith, Dina Flanagan, and Mystic Haven, and I call her Dawn because that's her name and I love her. So there. I have people writing me, what are you doing, Jethro? You're being really crazy tonight. I tried to get in earlier. The phones were out of this world. Were you and Dina out camping? Ha ha. I know that if Dina took you out camping, you'd get lost, Jethro, because you have to keep yourself around the lights of the world. You were really wild, but I'm missing your show tonight. Call back in. I'm sending you guys as fast as I can. When it gets this high of energy, you're going to have it. Yes, we have slowed down on those readings. Because you guys, we want you to value us. And it's just like with the little kid that keeps eating peanut butter. First time it tastes good. Second time it's yummy. Third time you have a spoon. Pretty soon you got the whole can and you don't feel so hot. What I want you to do is I want you to get a hold of us and get the real strong reading. Yes, it is there. I had a person ask me last week, what was I doing this for? I do this because I love it. Yes, I have another life. But you know what? There's a calling here. I was born with this gift, and I came in. So those of you tuning in, let's go ahead and go. We're going to get through this energy. We've got to break through it. So all of you guys want to help us? Think of light. Feel positive light strength, bringing it in. Feeling the energy, rocking the world, and sending it forth. Use your heart chakra. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Nothing's going to hurt you with your heart chakra. You're not showing your tonsils to anybody. What you're doing is you're bringing in light and positive energy and pushing that positive back. You will sense a bit of green. We are breaking the airwaves tonight. We knew there was a lot of chaotic energy and stuff going. These two strong ladies came to give you readings, and then you're going to find out the fun of Psychics Gone Wild. Put in tonight. We've got some prizes tonight. We're giving away some stuff. Linda Irwin did some crazy wild music of hers. I love it. I was trying to get Sunset to come in tonight. It's my favorite song of hers. I'm going to get a few of her songs back on the show. For some reason, they're not here and they need to be. But what's more important you guys get is you get Linda Irwin's music. You sit down, you listen to it. You guys that are putting in the prizes are going to win some stuff tonight. We love you. Psychics Gone Wild is going to the dogs. Those of you keeping track, we've got our pets. We're coming in August. We're going to help those animals that have the rescue. I personally have just got a rescue dog. He's very phenomenal. I'm having the most love experience. Who says you can't buy love? You pay that little low fee of getting them out of there or helping them with whether it's neutering, their haircut, whatever's needed in there to get that animal. You have a loving animal that's been given in that gave unconditional love that a human couldn't for some reason take care of. You put the love back out. Let's all start sharing that. Let's be responsible. You people that are leaving your animals in your car, I cannot believe you. There's another subject we'll go into when we have an unrated show that I can tell you what I really feel we should do with you. But let's go and grab those phones. We've got some people here. We got a lot of fun calls, and they're going, Jethro, let me have my Dina. If I don't get to talk to Mystic Haven tonight, I'm going to come down and take your food, Jethro. I told you, you know where your chicken fried steaks are. My friends cook for you. Oh, gosh, they're black. Okay, it's time to go wild. 912, how about you? You don't have to take my food to get in. 912,
yes, what sir, they're getting dangerous.
They are. 912, what's happening? We're not going to do all commercials. Just want you guys to help keep the show going. 912.
Hey, this is Jamar.
Jamar, you little wild man, you're going to be on our show. You little Blu-ray, why are you hiding out on me?
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
I call your phone, and you know what your phone tells me? It tells me you're not accepting calls. I don't know if you,
Yeah, my cell phone was off. Can you email? If you email me, I can get in touch with you. I should have
it on. Yeah, you give me your old ex-girlfriend's phone number or something? What's with you? I mean, my friend does that. He gives me old phone numbers of people that he used to date that are scary or something. I don't know what you do. I was scared. I never had that happen to me. I'm like, what do you mean the phone don't work? I'm glad you called in, and I'm teasing Jamar. Jamar is one of our regulars. For those of you who tune in, I will tease you at any given time because it's the way I roll. This is 773-897-6461, and I love Jamar as a friend. Jamar, ask our wonderful ladies a question.
All right. Well, I feel a deep connection with Archangel Michael, and, of course, you know, the Blu-ray, as you were saying earlier. And I just want to know, like, if there's any messages that they have for me as of right now.
Well, I'm sensing that right now there's about to, a shift is about to take place in your life and some changes. So this shift, they're saying to go forth. What I'm hearing is they're telling me to go forth with it, stay strong, because apparently you're going to get tested. That's what they're saying. But yet it's going to be good. Something that you've actually been asking for. You've been asking for this. But they're saying kind of like, hang on to your hat if you're going for a ride. So once you step through this, it's going to be accelerated. You're going to see things moving quickly or a lot faster. And so that's they're saying that you want to are you trying to become on a new level, a higher level?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Unlock.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm trying to like unlock my DNA, like my 12 strands of DNA,
mm-hmm.
I can unlock my Blu-ray abilities fully.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that they hear you, you're trying to get to this higher level. So they said that be ready for it because you're asking for it, but for some reason you're not quite ready. So be ready because when it happens, it's going to move fast. That's what they're telling me. So, but it's a good thing. You'll like where you're going once you get there.
All right.
Okay, Mystic?
Yeah, and it's interesting that Dina had just said that because, just as she was, starting to talk. I was shown, it was like this big gold glittery, almost like a liquid type of energy. And I have to agree with you, and it was like a bursting effect. And it's like all this is coming out all at once. It's like a huge, towards you. And I have to agree, this is positive energies, major changes. When this happens, just roll with it because it's going to be good, but it is going to be rapid. Okay, so be prepared for quick changes, very quick. Especially where career is concerned, they're showing on this one. Big changes in career, big steps forward type of thing. So be prepared because when this energy comes out, it's going to be fast moving. So, yes, I do have to agree with Dino on this. Yeah, and it's coming very soon.
All right.
Very, very. All right, within a month, is when they're showing this. All right, so just be prepared. Don't be afraid either. Go forward without fear.
All right.
Without fear. Okay.
Jamar, we love you. We got in. You got in when there was like 50,000 different energies. We have all this intense, and I got to tease you and put you on the spot, Mr. Jamar. But which one of the psychic beauties and wild, intense psychics would you like to work with when you come on aboard?
I would like to work with Hazen.
I had a feeling. How did I know that? You two both have strong energy, and we love it. Thank you, Jamar. I'll be contacting you, and definitely, if you don't hear from me a little bit, remember, it's psychicjethro@aol.com. I do have some people helping me, and I love my Susan, but they tell me that sometimes it's a little hard to get through on it, but the number I have, there's not. So please, do that, or, if you get a chance, call the 844-935-7200 and let me know when we can get together and get this going so you can come on our show.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamar. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wilder. We are going a little wild. I have to ask you guys, when you guys are doing the energy on tonight, remember this is such strong energy. We've got so many fans writing in. But tonight, those of you know that we've kept up with the saga, we have another case. We do this periodically with different situations with their permission, and tonight is Carol Carey. And what we've done is we've got her permission. She sent me this to email, and what we've gotten it through the mail is that she wants to have help looking for this missing person. So tonight, she is listening in, and we love you, Carol. Thank you for giving Psychics Gone Wild a chance to come in. I will read this for the two psychics that you're hearing. They've probably already got it in their email, but both ladies tonight will help you help with this case. We have a very strong one. You've got to realize that we have different varieties of people, and we want you to listen to our ladies and our phenomenal gift, because Carol's writing Psychics Gone Wild. I am from Perth in Western Australia and have traveled to Maine to find my birth mother. I have very little info, as my handing over to my adoptive parents was done in an unusual fashion. I do not have the name of my birth mother, only that she was young, scared, petite, strawberry blonde, and worked in an electronics or computer company. She gave birth under my adoptive mother's name. Therefore, I have no name to go by. I know she lived around the Boston area and may not have moved. I need a focus of an area, subject, or a place. Maybe a name. I have traveled far on a wing and a prayer, and am trying to combine my intuition, synchronicities, and help from others to guide my quest. I am in Peabody, Maine for the next week before I move on to continue my search. I am an online friend of Jan Drake Bakke. I love her, and she suggested I call in, but I thought this would be a good introduction and set the context of my situation. I've taken out financial loans and have booked to leave in 2 months. This is a serious search that I must do. Please help me if you can. Many thanks, Carol Carey. Dienig, what would you want to tell Carol that you feel that you can help her about her mother?
Well, I feel like she's still in the New England area.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's there, but I feel like we don't know. I feel like that she is older now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's less energy. Tired. That's what they're showing me. That something's not right, or something. She's not quite completely spry and, you know, full of energy. That's what I'm feeling. But I do feel like she's in the New England area, and not. I mean, she's. I'm feeling like she's very warm. You know, as far as finding her, but I feel like that she might, if she's taking out all this money instead of her traveling, she might hire a private investigator to find the mother. You know, if she's going to take out all that money, that's what I'm feeling like, is to hire somebody, or somebody. I feel like somebody would know, will find. I feel like somebody is the link to it. Mystic?
Mystic, can you hear us?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm seeing what is shown on this one. I have to agree with Dina. I feel that she still is in that area. She may be married, though, at this point. So what Spirit is saying on this one, okay, now she, caller needs to, I'm sorry, what was the name of the woman that wrote the email?
Carol.
Okay, Carol, you need to realize, too, that even though she gave you up for adoption, honey, from what I'm seeing on this, there's not a day that goes by that she doesn't think about you. Okay? Mm-hmm. She needs to understand that. A lot of emotion with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, I can really pick up on all that.
I know.
Tremendous. Spirit is also saying hospital records, even though she was adopted under the adoptive parent's name, okay, the hospital that she was born in, okay, the person that handled this adoption, even when it's private, it still has to be legal within the United States, okay? A lot of times, she may need to have, I have to agree with Dina, you know, hiring, you know, an attorney or somebody to help her with this, just to find out, you know, sometimes the hospital will release this. She may need to actually, you know, go to the head of the hospital, you know, to talk to somebody about this, adoption, you know, private adoptions within the hospital. There are records. There are written records. But she may need to get counsel on this. If she goes ahead and does that, excuse me, finding out what hospital she was actually born in, she will get the answers that she seeks.
Mm.
Okay, but she has to keep in mind, too, that in a situation like this, I mean, the smartest thing this girl could have done was to give you up. She did that out of love because she knew that she could not give you the life that she wanted you to have. You need to understand that as well. And, you know, she needed to move on as well. So you have to be prepared, too, that she may not be ready. Okay, but if you can at least get the information, it's worth a try. But you got to do your research or have somebody do it for you. But start with the hospital. That's what Spirit is saying.
Yes.
Stressing. Start with the hospital. Mm-hmm. Talk to them and then ask them, well, who do I need to talk to get, you know, permission to find out my birth mother's name? Yes, because you would like to meet her. And then from what Spirit says on this, it should go from there. It's going to take some time, though.
I also feel like that maybe she might have had two other children. So there'll be some link in somewhere, whether you find her or the children or another relative. I feel like that there is a link.
Yeah.
Now, Carol, you've had three or four of our best now, and you've got some really good pieces. We will continue on throughout the week. Linda Irwin's right in the room. She sent you an email. She's on Saturday with Jan, your friend, and actually Chris White will be involved that day. He's one of our new readers, so he will be giving you his. They will be giving the ladies will be giving you what they're feeling. I want you to stay with it, Carol. I can tell you that as this was going in, Mystic Haven is a very strong gifted reader, just as our phenomenal Dina. Those two together, you got a lot of amplified energy. I would instruct you not only to get a hold of one of them, but work with it. I've also let you know that I still am unfortunately not able to see your picture on Facebook with me. Please send me anything. Just grab a phone, take a snapshot. I will do that free of charge and send to you. For me, I am agreeing. Mystique is picking up a lot here, and it was very strong. So you and Dina, they've given you some real good clues. And please keep us informed, Carol. You've made a friend at Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro, Dina, Mystic Haven, and a bunch of you wild ones waiting on the phones. Last night we had that snore, and I've been looking for your phone number all night long because I want to tease you mercifully. Please call in those who call my phone and my show and snore away because I found out who you are and I've got your number. Call in. You made me laugh so bad. I know that you went to sleep and it wasn't our show, but I just want to tease you mercifully. 925, you're on live. It's Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing, 925?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great. Welcome.
Great.
Would you like to have a reading with our phenomenal ladies?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to know what Spirit has for me. I feel like I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know what's going on in my life right now, so I want to know what you guys see happening soon.
Mystic, you want to take this one?
Sure. what you consider to be chaos is not actually chaos, okay? The energies that have been going around just within the last couple of months have been very confusing for a lot of people from what Spirit is showing on this one. Let me see here. There's going to be a clearing pretty soon, like within the next 2 weeks, okay? These things that Spirit is saying also kind of advising you on this one, not to be so concerned about what others are thinking or what they think, okay? Don't let others control or manipulate, okay? Because I feel that that's part of the problem. Too many people are telling you what to do. Let me see here. Are you currently looking for a job or a new job?
No, actually, I haven't been looking.
Okay, because they're showing a new job here. But again, it will be your choice not until late fall. Okay? Not until late fall. But again, it will be your choice. So if you hear something or somebody offers you something, don't be surprised. Okay? And it will be your choice whether to take it or not. But if you do, it will be a good move for you. But it's some type of... I can't see what kind of work it is, though. It looks almost like administrative because I'm seeing an office. Like, you'd be good at that, actually. Let me see. Are you concerned about your personal life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Again, that's another one. That's another one that Spirit is saying, not to let others manipulate or control, because there seems to be a bit of that going on. Be your own person. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Okay, if this is something that is causing you stress, you need to stop and evaluate, is this what you really want? Okay, or you can choose to stay or work it out, one of the two. Okay, everything is based on choice. Okay?
Let's
see, what else? That was the two main ones that were shown there, career and relationships. Yeah, it's just basically just to be your own person. What birth sign are you? What birth sign are you, honey?
Leo.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a pretty strong personality trait, or sign, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
you would work really well with like a Virgo or a Libra. One of those two would work really well for you.
Well, he is a Libra, so that's cool.
Okay. But again, you know, there's still that, you guys either work it out or, you know, or not. One of the two there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much what I was saying on those two particular areas.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tina, dear, you want to add to it?
Yeah. I'm like, what am I hearing here? Okay, I'm hearing all kinds of noises. yeah, what's your name, sweetie?
Sister Hera.
Okay. Well, I feel like that I get a lot of what Mystic got, and I feel like that you have been, like, you're waiting for your life to change because it seems to be more of the same. And this has been going on for, like, most of your life. And
right.
So I feel like you're pretty, like, you're like, what the heck? How can I change this? What am I doing? Why am I not changing? Yeah. So what it is it's the same old pattern. So the same things are reoccurring. So I feel like you just, in other words, it's time. It's ready. You're ready for some changes. So I feel like all you just need to do is make them within yourself or inside yourself, which is kind of is what Mystic was saying. You just kind of change your perspective on things. Every day, count your blessings. Just start looking more to the positive. And when you start looking to the positive, you're going to change all your energy around you. And so when you change the energy around you, people around you are going to get more positive too. So relationships seems to be just the same. You get in and then they start ending up being the same, you know, and turning the same way. So, and that's because you just need to change it around yourself. And so when you do this, you're going to see a lot of things changing around you. Just start every day. Do it every day. And it's not that hard. Just do it, you know, morning, night, or during the day, you know, 5 minutes each time, whatever. And you'll feel yourself. You'll feel your vibration raising, and you're going to feel a lot better. And that's what I feel needs to happen. You just need to raise your vibration, and that's how you'll do it. And then when you do that, a lot of things are going to start changing in your life for the better, like you've been wanting and you've been asking for, because your spirit guide is saying, we're hearing you, but we just need you to raise your vibration. And then that's when a lot of things in your life will change. You're going to start to see relationship improve. You're going to start to see that you'll start to like the employment better. I feel like there's a few people around you as well that are kind of you need to work things out with, that are kind of, you know, getting to you. And all those will change. So keep the faith and keep the hope and just put lots of love around you and just change your perspective, and you'll see a lot of changes in your life. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had a lot of you guys calling in. I apologize. The phones are doing wacko. For some reason, we have something that sounds like it's chewing, and I don't know. We do have the snorer in the house, and we have a few other teasers. So get ready, because the number's going off the wall. And I got to tease all of you. We want to play this song. You're going to love this song. This song's going to be at my wedding. We're going to take just a few minutes here, because I'm going to try to find out who's chewing. My dog isn't doing it. He's over here having a happy hour. I can tell from those of you who've gone to Psychics Gone Wild, you're getting a little bit wilder. We have a bunch of you pushing and shoving. Dina is the best. I look tonight, and I love the video. The man who cried over Dina time has it right, Jethro. We will rebel. You will let me have my Dina time, and I'm still waiting in the queue. Okay, well, here we go. We do love you. That's our fan and our lovely singer, Rose Kay. We love her so much. That song is just so beautiful. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy. We took a few minutes here to clear up a little of the area. I know there's a lot of you waiting, but the static, and for some reason now, they will let me do this, but they won't let some of the phones pick up. So be patient. 207, you've been on the show, and you get to go. 207-772, what about you?
Hey, how are you, Jethro?
Great. I'm glad you got in. I'm all excited. There's a bunch of people, and you're ahead of them because your button turned red. How are you?
I am well.
Your voice is very familiar. I feel you're one of our fans. Would you like to give us your name? And I can feel it. What do you want?
Oh, it's Cindy.
Oh, you rock, Cindy from Maine.
Yes.
Gosh, you don't write anymore. You fell in new love. What if we got another new Gone Wild? You just throw us over to the shore like little salad?
No, you're past my bedtime.
Oh my God, now the truth. You and Dina, what's going on in Maine? The lights get darker up there on that part of the coast. I'm down on this side of the coast. I can stay up.
No, the sidewalks roll up early in Maine.
I'm so happy.
Well, I've moved to the big city. But I'm still trying to sell a house on my island, so I would love to know if you have any input on selling that house.
Ladies can help Cindy sell her house. God, it's good to hear you here with us with Living in the Psychic Realm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, ladies, what do you feel for our wonderful...
So you're trying to sell a house in an island in Maine?
Yeah, it's on an island in Maine.
Okay. It's been for sale for a little while, is what I'm feeling.
Well, this is the second season, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm feeling.
Second summer
season.
That's
what I heard, too. That's funny. So I feel like, you've dropped the price?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So I feel like it's just a scotch above. The price is still just a scotch above. So I feel like if you just drop the price again, it doesn't have to be a lot if it's feasible, you know, for you to be making money on. I feel like if you just drop it again, that it's going to be somebody interested in it. And it's showing me, like, the month of, like, late August, September, somewhere in that time frame, if you could.
Okay.
And that's what I'm hoping is this year. But anyway, that's what they're showing me. And, also, I feel like somebody is kind of, or has been interested in it, or is kind of interested in it. That's what they're waiting for, you know, is to price to drop a little. Did it almost have somebody interested before and almost went through with it?
No, not yet.
Oh, because then that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing somebody is interested. They're thinking about it. And like I said, I'm feeling if you drop the price, then that's when they might do something about it. It's just a tad bit too high for this person. So I do feel positive. I do feel it will sell, but I do feel like you do need to drop that price again. And also to push it out, somehow push it out on more sites again, like it's push one to drop the price. To really blast it out, like, you know, sale or whatever it is. And that's what I feel like you need to do with this. And then I feel like it will move for you. Also, did you sage it?
No, not yet.
Well, I feel if you sage it all through it and around it and do some positive energy with it, then I feel like that will shift the energy around it as well. All this at the same time, you know what I mean? I think it's just going to shift the vibration and the energy around it. And like I said, with all that, I feel like it will move. It will sell.
Okay.
What do you get?
Yeah, I kind of get the same thing. That was the first thing that I heard, was the price needs to come down a little bit. As far as getting a mortgage on it. Yeah, and there is somebody that is interested. Yeah. And I'm seeing a male, blonde hair, glasses. But again, if it comes down a little bit more, he may be able to go ahead and do that, because he's looking at, as far as, well, for that price, I can't do, you know, the mortgage. But if you bring it down, then he'll be able to do it. David is the name that I got with him. Starts with a D, David. Mm-hmm. But blonde hair, glasses, blue eyes, like 40s, late 40s, around that area. Okay. But, yeah, I have to agree with Dino on this one. Mm-hmm. So just come down a bit. I mean, not a whole lot, but, you know, come down a little bit.
It's close.
I actually did bring the price down.
Yeah, you'll need to bring it down again.
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
And we love you for calling in. I know you stayed up for us and everything else, and then we work with you, and I got to tease you. Have you won on Psychics Gone Wild? You were one of our original people.
Yes.
Good. I'd like to tell you did again tonight, because I just went on here and you were the number that we rolled on the dice. So, Cindy, please send in. I've got your here. Just put in that you can use your name there in the room. We know your name. Or you can put your telephone number to say on it and then give me your snail mail, because you've won $20 of crystal jewelry and a bracelet from Lady Arango's. And you've also won a little incense burner with a magic little elephant that keeps his head up so that you'll always have luck in your life. So definitely put in there, and we want to thank Blue Moon Treasures here, you know, owned by yours truly, Jethro, for putting that out there. And Cindy, thank you for calling in. We want to thank you for coming in and staying up with us tonight. Was it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we love
you.
We have all of you guys tuning in. They're saying, Jethro, we waited and you let her in. You didn't let us in. Well, I'm grabbing the phones as fast as I can. Hang on to your pickles because we've got a whole salad to make here. It's going wild, and I just can't help it. Those of you tuned in tonight, we had a little bit of an error when we first started, and I please never get upset. And I did tease the person. I'm going to pick up their phone tonight because I love them anyway. They just last night were a little tired. But tonight, our wonderful 603, what you doing, 603? You awake for me?
Yeah, hi, Jethro.
Hello, Rose Kay, you little Audrey. I play your music and everything, and then last night you got to tell you know, that's been a nightmare of this psychic. I do talk a lot trying to get people to come and help us do our readings so we can continue doing our show, you know, to pay the bills, and then you turn around and you're like, I'm like, hello? 603. And Melissa's like, they're not with us, Jethro. I'm like, no. And did you hear everybody laughing? And I thought you were teasing. I'm like, okay, when I'm just talking, I'm like, Rose Kay, and I'm sending you psychically, wake up, girl. And I went, dang, she's asleep.
I was pathetic. I told him that 2 minutes, probably 3 minutes before you talked to her. I'm like, I'm dozing on and off here. I'm so tired. I need to stay awake. And then you called on me. And then she called me after, and she's laughing her butt off. I'm like, oh, Annette, I can't believe I did that. I sing for him, and then I snore and fall asleep, and God knows how many people heard me. I'm so embarrassed.
Only 338 people, and I also sent out to my 50,000 fans, but it made me laugh, and I'm sorry if it was fun. It was like I had to do it.
Okay, I didn't hear the name of your new person on with you tonight.
Mystic Haven, our phenomenal Dawn that's on Mondays with Gary, she's swung in here now. She's taking Thursdays by storm. Her and Dina are kicking butt and taking names.
Oh, awesome. Well, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, you too.
I'd like to know if Steve and I are going on a trip or away anytime soon.
Mystic?
Oh, that's a choice, honey. That's a choice. Are you thinking... almost like a Caribbean type of area.
That's well, I know one future one I'd like to be at Jethro's wedding, but we don't have a date yet, so I can't say what's going on.
Stop dragging your feet.
No, even if it's like an overnight, because I've been asking and dropping hints to him about just getting away at like this cottage, and he knows how bad I want to get away. He's also very busy. I just feel like him and I need some just us time away from there.
Right. What state are you in?
I'm in New Hampshire.
How are you?
And the sidewalks have not rolled up yet.
Yeah, they're more advanced.
Yeah, because the one is the area that I was initially shown on this one, beautiful, actually. That's why, you know, my first feel on this one was like a Caribbean. It's warm, balmy, but with the white sands, beautiful blue. Beautiful blue.
That
it's not like North
beautiful,
Atlantic.
Because haven't gone anywhere but, like, Maine together, really.
Right. This one, the time frame is more during the winter, early next year, January, February type thing. More like...
I do see him having things more settled by then because he's very busy, and I'm lucky I get the time with him that I do.
Yeah. This is something that is he a planner? He needs to plan, like way ahead.
Well, I don't know. He kind of confuses me. Sometimes I think he knows ahead of time what's going on, but he doesn't want to tell me in case things don't happen, or he just goes by. He's spontaneous sometimes.
But this particular trip, it looks like this is something that it's almost like he needs to plan that into his schedule. Okay? But it looks more, I'm feeling more for like a Valentine's type of thing. Okay? Because it is during winter months, but where you're at, it's a beautiful beautiful, balmy, and just white sands, gorgeous, you know, blue, you know, where you can only find that in the Caribbean and Florida, you know.
That's funny because our 2-year anniversary falls in January.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And I believe Valentine's falls on a weekend next year. Don't quote me on that. I think it's on Saturday, so that would work out well.
That
yeah,
would be beautiful.
Like a long weekend, you know, 4-day, 3-night type of thing. You can get some really good deals for that time of year. Yeah.
Well, I'll start dropping those hints.
Yeah, seriously, because this is what I'm showing on this one. And it'll be a nice, relaxing time together. Very nice, very calm, very loving, you know. Yes, and it'll benefit both of you immensely.
So you see us doing good then?
Yeah, oh, my goodness, yeah. You guys are good together.
In another's eyes. Good song means us.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. These are really good.
So that's what I was sharing. It was like any type of major trip. Yeah.
Set the date soon, Jethro, so I can get on Steve about it.
I will, and I got to tease you. We've been having such a wild time, those of you tuning in, that I did this very wild, and I thought it was very romantic. I went up and I proposed. I was all happy. Psychically, I'd read. She told me she was not a diamond, a ruby. Everything was going wonderful, and we are working on the fact of working it out together. And now she wants my grandsons to be the best men. And so we're working with that. They live in another state. I live in a state. She lives in a state. In our spare time, we have all of our family in like 6 other states. So every time we mention a state, somebody gets upset. You know? I know. I go, you know, that's what I thought. I thought we could just meet like in Kansas is where the boys are. See, that would be perfect. And we got the giggles because they really, it's funny, I'm their grandpa, but they really, really love my fiance, Kay. And they're both little guys, you know, 3 and 4. And we asked them, and he's like, what about Kay? I go, well, you know, we're going to be there. He's like, he could care less as long as she's wherever they go. So we can't get them to, you know, my son told me, he goes, Dad, we're just going to have to, like you said, meet in the middle because everyone's going, we're ready. I go, oh my gosh. You know, and it was funny at my age, I even got nervous. She cried and then I got nervous about it, even though the answer was yes. We looked like mushy people. People in Washington, D.C. were like, oh my God, what's wrong with this couple? The one guy told us, he goes, I don't know if you guys should get a room or a church. I said,
maybe both. Where is she from? Jester, where is she from?
She's actually was raised in Tennessee, but she's, so she was pretty much from Tennessee, and now she's up in Virginia, up there in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rose. We love you.
Caller, I feel like that you're going to be taking some time, you're going to be taking a trip more sooner around the Lake, New Hampshire Lakes region, like an overnight or a two-nighter.
Jethro, give her my website, and I'm on Facebook, too.
Yes, and tell everybody your website. Those of you who want to buy the music, tell us where your website is.
It's www.reverbnation.com/RoseK.
If you guys go in, we love you. Thank you, Rose K. We've got a minute left. I know a lot of you guys tonight. I apologize when this does the phones. There's a reason for it. We've got 303-832-861-315-207-491. 303-37. I apologize tonight, 307. We didn't get able to get in, but we will get with you guys. Go to Psychics Gone Wild Dawn. Get a reading. You've loved with us, guys. We have so many of you guys we want to talk with. Remember, we're here weekly for those few minutes, and then once you've had the appetizer, go in for the meal. Anything you ladies would like to tell these phenomenal people who were so patient for us tonight getting in?
Well, thank you for having the patience, and we enjoy reading for you. And let us know. Please let us know if these things come to fruition or how it turned out, because we also like the feedback as well.
Yep.
Oh, very true. And we got a couple of you guys teasing. I didn't get my Dina time, Jethro. My cousin's not going to pick you chicks and fried steaks. You better find another restaurant. I don't care. I've told you, and for 2 weeks you've left me out. You do know this. Oh, gosh. I guess I'm in trouble again, and I'm so sorry. Definitely get with us. Mystic Haven is doing some phenomenal things. Those of you tune in, she has offered to do. We'll do some of the some things here for our prizes and stuff that's coming in. I know that we've had to ask again. Psychics Gone Wild will pay both of the readers if you guys want to try, because next week we're going to give away a half an hour reading by Mystic Dawn and by Dina. They will be getting the money in the mail from Psychics Gone Wild through their PayPal. All you've got to do is you've got to put in which one you want. And I've already got a bunch of you guys on the phone that have called in that you're raving about Haven. Jamar, we know you're raving about Haven. Well, some of them want dinner time. You can have both, because if you call in and you win, you're the one next week that gets to have the reading. So remember to tune in next week to see who's going to be the winner of those great readings. Have a great day.